Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, July 24th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Downy. Leading off today, Spotify has resisted increasing its monthly subscription price for as long as possible, but the Wall Street Journal reports that Spotify will increase its price in the United States this week. According to the story, Spotify will raise its standard subscription rate by $1, bringing the monthly cost from $10 to $11 per month. The pricing change will only affect the ad-free premium tier in the United States, but dozens of other markets will see price increases in the coming months. The move comes almost a year after Apple Music bumped its subscription price from $10 to $11, while Amazon Music, Tidal, and other music streaming services have also followed suit. While Spotify hasn't officially announced the price change, when Apple increased Apple Music's price, the company pointed to licensing costs increasing, something that's likely now affecting Spotify. At the time, Apple said that artists and songwriters would earn more for the streaming of their music because of the price increases, while Apple would do more to add innovative features to make Apple Music worth the cost. There's no word on when this pricing change for Spotify will go into effect this week, but whenever it does, we expect Spotify to give similar reasoning. In other news today, Apple Vision Pro won't hit stores until next year, but Apple said in June that developers would be able to apply for a developer kit to test their VisionOS apps ahead of the headset's actual launch. Starting today, that application for Vision Pro developer kits is now available. As detailed on the Apple developer website, the developer kit will help those developers deliver, quote, amazing spatial experiences by letting you build, quickly iterate, and test right on Vision Pro. In addition to the Vision Pro headset, those with access to a developer kit will also get help setting up the device for the first time, and code-level support from Apple engineers and interface designers, but unsurprisingly, getting an Apple Vision Pro before its release won't be easy, even if you're a developer. In order to request an Apple Vision Pro, the developer must be registered in the Apple Developer Program, and they must detail exactly what project they want to bring to VisionOS. Developers have to explain whether the project is a new app or an existing app for macOS or iOS, and each request is reviewed and approved by Apple, and availability is extremely limited. Another thing to keep in mind is that Apple makes it clear that this device is a loaner product. The developer must keep the device in a private, secure workspace, accessible only by the registered developer and their authorized developers. Apple says that it will do regular check-ins with these developers, and they'll need to return the developer kit when requested. But despite these limitations, it's notable that Vision Pro will soon be in the hands of people outside of Apple, even if those people will be bound by strict non-disclosure agreements. If you're a developer, you can hit the link in the show notes to learn how to apply for the Vision Pro developer kit. We are sponsored this week by Downy. Have you ever wished you could save a video from the internet right to your Mac? Downy is exactly what you're looking for. Downy lets you easily save videos from YouTube and over 1,000 other websites right to your Mac. Unlike many other YouTube downloaders, Downy supports HD video up to 4K on YouTube. Plus, there's ample support for post-processing that lets you convert the video to your desired format. Or, if you just want the audio track, Downy can handle this automatically. One of the best parts about Downy is that you can install a browser extension to send links to the Downy app from your browser with a single click. And if you ever have a support issue with Downy, you can contact the developer directly within the application, and he will personally attend to all of your problems. Downy is one of the first apps I install on a new Mac, and you can get started today at the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Downy for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, Bloomberg reports that Apple is considering raising the price of the iPhone 15 Pro and iPhone 15 Pro Max. Currently, the iPhone 14 Pro starts at $999, while the iPhone 14 Pro Max starts at $1,099. The Bloomberg story doesn't offer exact details on just how big of a price increase the iPhone 15 might see. But one thing to keep in mind is that Apple has already increased the price of the iPhone in many countries around the world, but buyers in the US have largely been immune from these price changes. Bloomberg does say that the price increases would only affect the 15 Pro and 15 Pro Max, while the 15 and 15 Plus would remain the same. Overall, Bloomberg says that Apple expects to ship around the same number of iPhone 15 units as the iPhone 14, with a target of around 85 million for this calendar year. These stable unit shipments would represent steady sales, and combined with the price jump for the Pro models, would see overall iPhone revenue increase. And this lines up with something Apple CEO Tim Cook suggested earlier this year when speaking to investors. The Apple CEO said, quote, "I think people are willing to really stretch to get the best they can possibly afford in the iPhone category." In hindsight, this was perhaps an early indicator that more iPhone price increases were being discussed. And finally, last week we talked about a report from The Information that said the thinner bezels coming to the Pro and the Pro Max this year had led to production problems and could result in supply shortages at launch. But Bloomberg suggests a less dramatic conclusion, saying that the production issue will be resolved within a couple of weeks and will not have a noticeable impact on overall production or supply availability. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter, Mastodon, or Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.